I went into a park for a couple hours before just to calm my mind and be clear on what it was I was doing. I didn't want to fight with anybody, that I was there to do something good. So I tried to remain calm and compassionate. When I arrived on the square, we held up a banner that said truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, and then sat down in meditation. Then I heard the police car screeching up, and I basically tried to stay calm and sit down in meditation. And then when I heard people being pulled away, I looked up and nobody was touching me. I was very, very calm, and I wasn't afraid at all. I said, why should I just sit here? We are surrounded by vans. And there was hundreds of Chinese people in the square. So I got up and I ran out from the circle of vans that were surrounding us, and I pulled the banner out from my pants. And the banner said, Falun Dafa is good. And in Chinese, I told them that Europe understands, that Canada understands, that United States understands, that the whole world knows Falun Gong is good, and that the propaganda is lies. And I kept screaming that so Chinese people could hear that the world knows Falun Gong is good, so that they could understand that they're being deceived.
So was it a success?
For me, I was happy, but it wouldn't be a success unless the persecution was over. It wouldn't be a success unless all Chinese people knew that they were being deceived. That would be, to me, a success. So I'm happy I was able to do that. I wasn't expecting anything. I was expecting to do everything I could for the Chinese people. I knew what I was doing wasn't against the law. I know many people have gone to Tiananmen Square recently and have walked out of there. So I was planning on walking out of there. Be it running out, I was planning on leaving. I booked my plane for 6 o'clock that night because I did plan on leaving.
But were you surprised the way it played out?
No, by no means do they surprise me with how vicious they are. I've been watching the persecution for the entire 2 years, since its inception and since it's progressed to this date. I mean, they're torturing and killing from young women to older people. Nothing surprised me when it comes to how vicious they are. While we were detained, basically, they were just trying to get pictures and trying to get information out of us. And when practitioners wouldn't cooperate, they were oftentimes muscled around. One man was kicked in the groin in a room all by himself, and they dragged him to the ground, and they wanted to start beating him, but he refused. They tried to jam us in a cell in the basement of the police station. Eventually, we all got out, and then they took us to a hotel where we were detained over 24 hours in a conference room. And they just took us off separately, trying to get us to write certain statements and basically continuing to wait until, because they knew they had to let us go. You see, by no means did what we did was great. We had the protection from our country. We had the protection from our people. We went there to awaken the Chinese people. But the true heroes are the practitioners in China who continue to risk their lives to do what we did. But they're risking their lives because they have to face this vicious government. They have to face them. We don't. While they were asking me questions, I was able to explain my heart to them thoroughly enough that they knew why I was there. I told them, I said, I love your country and I love your people, and this is why I'm here. I told them to look behind them. I said, look behind, see those paintings behind your head? That comes from a beautiful culture. That's why I'm here, because your culture is beautiful and it shouldn't be ruined. Falun Gong is good. And you know that. I kept telling him, you know what I'm doing. You can't persuade me. And he knew. He knew. He at the end, he said, so Falun Gong changed your life? I said, yeah. Well, I think what it's done is brought more attention to how vicious the situation is. If foreign people are going to be beaten in public, you can only imagine what they're doing to Chinese people behind closed doors. So it helps to bring light on the severity of the situation for the people in China, and also sheds more light on how courageous and admirable they are to stand up in the face of that viciousness. So it made me feel very good to help make a crack and bring more attention to that.
Thank you.